This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. If you're ever bitten by a venomous snake, your local hospital can probably take care of you. But if an exotic snake bites you, chances are they'll make a hurried phone call to the Dallas Zoo. It has one of the country's largest supplies of anti-venom. Bradley Lawrence knows a thing or two about snakes. He's the reptile and amphibian supervisor at the zoo. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me.
How did the Dallas Zoo get this reputation for having all this anti-venom?
The reptile department goes back quite a while, especially in the 80s. We were pretty groundbreaking in research and learning how to take care of all these exotic reptiles from around the world. Dallas was definitely groundbreaking at that time, and we've continued it since then. Definitely been one of the leading reptile departments in the country for decades now.
Why does a hospital call the Dallas Zoo for help? Don't most stock anti-venom?
Most of the hospitals around will stock anti-venom for the native venomous snakes here in Texas. The calls that we get are folks that have exotic pets and don't realize, well, if I'm bitten, where does this anti-venom come from? So that's where we get involved.
So when a hospital calls and it's an emergency, how do you send the anti-venom out?
The first call from the hospital goes to the poison control center. So they'll call me any time, day or night. Then I drive to the reptile building. Then they'll have a police officer meet me there, and they will take it either to the hospital or to one of the care flight, depending on where it needs to go. Most of the time, they end up not using the antivenom. Snakes, when they do bite, have the ability to not inject venom if they don't want to. We call those dry bites. Mm-hmm. That comprises a majority of the bites. So they don't use the antivenom if they don't really have to, because antivenom in itself is experimental and some folks are allergic to the antivenom. So usually it's not used.
For folks who are bitten by snakes, I mean, what do you do? I'm guessing that sucking the venom out like in the movies doesn't help.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. The best first aid is to be calm and get to hospitals as quickly and safely as you can. There are really very few deaths from snake bite in Western culture where we have civilized medicine.
Does knowing the species help the hospital if you've been bit by a snake?
That's an interesting question. A lot of times people think they need to hack the snake up and bring the snake to show the doctor.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a physician. He's not a herpetologist. He probably doesn't know exactly what he's looking at anyway. But the fact is that all of the snakes in North America, with the exception of the coral snake, use the same antivenom. Chances are if you're bitten, there's just one antivenom, and they can tell by looking and by reaction whether it was a coral snake or one of the pit vipers.
You brought a special guest with you. Former presidents, big-time authors, and famous actors have been in this studio, but I think this is the first time for a snake. What type is it?
Today I brought one of our non-venomous snakes from the collection. It's called a bull snake. It is a Texas native. We like to use it when we talk about rattlesnakes. Mm-hmm. Looks similar. A lot of folks mistake this for a Western diamondback. And it, behaviorally, it mimics some of the rattlesnake behaviors. So it, in the wild, if you didn't know what you're looking for, you could easily mistake this one for a rattlesnake.
Can I see this?
Sure, I'll get it out.
Yeah, this is... Oh, wow, what a beautiful
snake.
She's
pretty big. She's probably 6 feet long.
You're holding the snake here in front of me. This is a beautiful snake. It's wrapped around one of your hands. What's a good way to tell the difference between a venomous and non-venomous snake?
Really, the best way is to just familiarize yourself with what the venomous snakes in your area look like. We have more than 60 species of snakes in Texas, and only a handful of those are venomous. In the urban areas here, not a lot of venomous snakes adapt well to urban life.
Bradley Lawrence is the reptile and amphibian supervisor at the Dallas Zoo. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.